A nerd is someone who homes in on a topic to an almost quantum detail, much of the time at the expense of healthy social interaction. Nerds get caught up in the minutiae because there is a tremendous and fulfilling sense of control in understanding every single detail of a thing more than any other living creature. The second important facet to a nerd is his or her voluminous imagination and attraction to fantasy. I believe these two components of nerds are the result of both nature and nurture. As smarter beings, nerds tend to obsess over mind-oriented activities and, as such, shy away from physical ones, like sports, and therefore suffer much social ostracizing while young. This rejection from the outside world forces them to turn inward and become more introspective and obsessive, thereby strengthening their nerdiness. Many times I've been told that I'm not a nerd because I don't look like one. And I think I kind of understand what this means, but it's always slightly offensive to me. It's like if you tell someone you're Jewish and they go, "Oh, that's funny, you don't look Jewish." Really? Offensive much? What does that look like exactly? Oftentimes, I get the nerd denial from members of the nerd community, which is shocking because if any group should understand the merits of exercising open-mindedness and tolerance. I think what they're trying to say is that I don't seem socially awkward, nor do I have a lightsaber attached to my hip. Though for Halloween last year, I was Luke Skywalker, Texas Ranger, and had a lightsaber awkwardly attached to my hip. Nor do I have to keep pushing up my glasses onto my face because of sweat slippage. These are all hacky stereotypes of nerds. I mean, so much emphasis is placed these days on the superficial qualities of what people expect nerds to look like and be into that the essential elements of what it means to be a nerd are lost. No matter the costume, nerds obsess. We zealously deconstruct. We have a very active internal monologue, which may feel more like a dialogue sometimes. I think that so many of the things we undertake are a partial attempt to distract this monologue. We are hyper self-aware. We have difficulty chilling out. A nerdist, or artful nerd, shares all of these traits, but controls them in a way that allows him or her to deconstruct an idea, similar to how one would in a game world, and then map out a plan so that the idea can come to life. A nerdist can also learn to turn off that internal monologue and calm the mind so that he or she can think about getting to the next level and its advanced set of rewards and challenges. And while a nerdist will obsess and deconstruct, it's all in an effort to reach his or her goal. Interestingly, it's the nerd's greatest weakness that is the nerdist's greatest strength, a heightened ability to focus. Any success guru will tell you that the key to success and mastery involves focusing on a goal in a consistent manner. That's it. It is really that simple. Let me map out a simple success formula for you. Step 1, choose your goal. Step 2, focus on it. Step 3, that is it. Step 1 can be challenging because even though we seem to be a culture of gimme, 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 most people would be stumped if you asked them point blank what it is that they want. It is supremely important to be able to answer this question, which I will help you with in the next chapter, even if you change your mind later. I can't tell you how many times I've skipped dinner because I'm just sitting in my driveway going, what sounds good, for like an hour until I just give up and go to bed hungry and confused. Know what you're specifically going after. Step 2 can be especially challenging, not because it requires focus, but because it usually calls for shifting focus. As nerds, we are focus machines. We can steal little bits of obsession with World of Warcraft and aim it at the creation of a company or a product we're passionate about. Instead of building fake civilizations, it's time we realize that we can build empires in real life, or IRL in annoying cyberspeak. This is because your brain is a laser.